It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeglia along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele, manning things behind the scenes. We'll tell everybody at 520, Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight will be on with us. 540, Ali Cosell, who covers the Pelicans. And at 6 o'clock right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app, it'll be the pregame show between the Pelicans and Oklahoma City Thunder. And
tough one tonight.
Whew, man, a day loaded. You talk about a team that's got some talent. It's Oklahoma City, and it was a teardown and a rebuild. But, boy, they've done a nice job with the selections they had to pick the right players. And, you know, last year they got some experience in the playoffs.
Right.
You got to walk down the basketball aisle a little bit. I think they make a pretty good run this year. With that talent they have, Steve, I think they make a run.
No, I definitely believe OKC's legit, too. They're atop the Western Conference right now, along with the Phoenix Suns. And unfortunately, you know, this Pelicans squad is so undermanned right now, you feel like it's going to be slim to none that they have a chance against the Thunder squad right now, that I think they're just without Chet Holmgren at the moment. I don't think he's playing this evening.
I think I saw the line. It was 14.
Really?
14 and a half.
14 and a half. I checked ESPN earlier. It's the biggest line of the night.
Mo Nitti. Let me signal out this caller. He said, Mike, LSU had no running game last year. He's absolutely right. Their running game was Jaden Daniels,
right.
Okay, and a lot of that was improvisational. And it sort of masked the fact LSU wasn't real physical last year either. Now, they didn't have as many problems in the middle because you had a veteran center. You had a guy there that had played there the last 2 years. But Jaden Daniels, you know, when you rush for over 1,100 yards, where are you going to get that 1,100 yards at?
And a lot of it up, right?
Okay, when you watched him, man, he looked downfield. If Malik wasn't open, O'Brien, I'm taking off running. And then you see him 60 yards downfield afterwards. He masked a lot of what we found out today is some ills up front, the lack of physicality.
Yeah, it's been rough to watch the Tigers right now, Mike. I know, obviously, in previous years, you know, long ago, they were known for their running backs in the run game, and that just hasn't been the case of late.
That's why, you know, it's going to be crazy. You potentially could have two guys going in the first round, Will Campbell and Emory Jones. That's going to be a rebuild next year because you're going to have two new tackles. Emory and Will's not coming back, so you're going to have two new tackles there. And so you're going to have to sort of redo things and talk about playing freshmen or redshirt freshmen tackles. That's what you're looking at next year for this football team.
Even with the struggles that this team has had, the LSU Tigers, do you think both of those offensive linemen are still going to be first-round picks?
I know Will will. Not to repeat, but right, Will.
Right.
you know, there's a little bit of debate with where he's better at.
Okay.
Is he better at guard than tackle? Man, I'd play him at tackle and say, prove that you can't play there. He's good technically. You can see the technical skills in him. His footwork is really good. His body balance, I would give him probably a 7+, in that sometimes he gets walked back, but you know that's not unusual for a left tackle. What I'd like to see is a little bit more physicality with him as a run blocker, but he's a powerful guy. Yeah, he's going to test out through the roof as his intelligence. He's a really good athlete for a big man, too. Just take a look at him. Does he look like a 310-pound guy?
Right.
No, he doesn't. He looks like a thin guy. And so, you know, we'll see. It depends on which team would take him. But I would play him at left tackle and say, okay, if it doesn't work out there, I can always kick you inside. With Emery, I've always felt right guard is his spot. But you needed him at right tackle. And I think he's done a pretty solid job there at the right tackle position. I think of the two, Emery's the more physical guy as a run blocker. I think Emery, you can tell, you know, by his body build and the way he kind of comes off the snap, he's a more physical player at the point of attack right now. But Campbell is the better pass protector. That ain't even a debate on that particular part.
No, I remember early on, at least to start the season, folks were talking about he could maybe be a top 10, top 5 pick.
Will Campbell?
Yeah.
I think he might still be.
Okay.
No, listen, that second season, I always tell Bobby, you even if you maybe don't have a great year,
yeah,
you can catch up. You can catch up. I mean, it's not about playing anybody. It's about how well you work out, how well you interview.
Right.
It's a job interview. I tell it to guys that call me that go for these interviews, if it's for the combine or if they go to a particular team, hey, don't cut up, you know. Understand this is a job interview. You're going there to impress a boss or a might-be boss when you go visit these teams. And they don't want to have that in the back of their minds. But some of them, you can tell them, it don't sink in real well. Because I've had guys in other teams tell me, man, so-and-so, he wasn't a great interview at all. And, you know, you got an agent that's coaching you what to say.
Right.
And you're still messing this up? Come on.
Yeah, I can't imagine cutting up when, you know, you got a, you know, NFL organization wanting to potentially draft you. I thought it would be, you know, pretty much all serious, all business for guys. But I don't know. I don't understand either.
Steve, that's a no. That's a no, Steve. It don't work that way. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We have on with us Brad Evans.
Best bets.
Bet MGM tonight, right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. And on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen in to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcasts. Brad, how you doing today, partner?
Hola, amigos. I am splendid. I am spectacular. I hope you guys are doing well.
Doing well. Brad, right off the bat, I'll throw it to you. Thursday night game, interesting. Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles. I saw today Marshawn Lattimore won't play, and that didn't surprise me. It's a short week, and I think they're keeping him for the next game. Your thoughts, Eagles, Commanders?
Yeah, it's going to be a barn burner, guys. I really believe that. Line currently right now at BetMGM, a 3.5 in favor of Philadelphia. Over-under sitting at 48.5. I actually kind of like to lean to the land down under on this game. I don't think it's going to be a shootout, given the short week of preparation, familiarity, really, both of these squads. And the Commanders, even without Lattimore, they've greatly improved defensively here last couple of weeks. In fact, since week 6, they are top 15 in pass EPA defense. That sounds like, too, they're going to get Robinson Jr. back in that backfield, a tandem with Austin Eckler. So that's a major shot in the arm for this team. I think Philadelphia is going to win. I think they're going to maybe not cover, though. I think that Captain Hook is going to come into play here. So I like a Washington plus 3.5, but I like the Eagles straight up on the money line. I think the advantage you're going to have is run the football. Bread and butter of that team with Saquon Barkley and, of course, Jalen Hurts and what he can do with the legs. A.J. Brown working outside against Sanders still. I think it's going to have an enormous advantage. Love him in the anytime touchdown market at plus 105. Devontae Smith should have a decent game as well. So fly, Eagles, fly, gentlemen. I'm going to take Philadelphia on the money line, but I think Washington covers. Again, anytime touchdown market, I'm down with some A.J. Brown.
Yeah, go locally, the two games Saturday, Tulane Navy, LSU Florida. Well, let's go with Tulane Navy first. Man, this is a big game for Tulane to play Navy, and they're an unconventional team, Brad. You know, you don't see that much in college football, even today. It's just a handful of teams that will run that style offense. Your thoughts on Green Wave going up against Navy?
Yeah, Navy's passing the ball with a little bit more success than what they've historically shown. You know, it's not a true blue wishbone, left, right, up the middle offense. But they have been a bit of a rocky road here defensively, and I think that's the biggest issue for them against a high-powered Tulane team that can put points on the board. Tulane, top 35 in the nation, EPA per play offense, also top 35 in the country, EPA per play defense. But Navy and that leaky defense, number 72 in EPA per play defense, I think it's going to be the difference maker in this one. I think they're going to keep it close. I like Navy covering the line right now, but I think Tulane will emerge victorious. I got to like 30-27. In the end.
LSU Florida, you talk about flawed teams, and we talked about this last week, the deficiencies at Alabama. LSU couldn't take advantage of any of that. Milroe, he kind of took over the football game, but both these teams are flawed. You look at Florida defensively, oh my God, they can't stop the run. They give up so much of a cushion to a wide receiver that would seemingly play into LSU's hands, but LSU can't stop the run at all. Your thoughts here on LSU Florida?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a high-scoring game, given the defensive inadequacies of both teams. But you look at Florida, number 105 in the country in defensive success rate. And this seems like a get-right spot in my mind for the Tigers after they got just bludgeoned last week by the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide, indeed. You look at LSU, still top 10 in the country, EPA per play offense. You mentioned the flaws of the Florida defense, and that's going to be the difference maker in this one. LSU, and when firing all cylinders, they can really pile up the points in a hurry. I think they're going to score at least 35 in this one, guys. I got them winning, actually, 40-28 in the end. So I like the over on that total, and I like LSU laying the 4.5. So go Tigers. Take care of business for once this week.
Yeah, I like that over, to be honest. Point spread's one thing, but I like the...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Be over. Cullen?
Brad, we're going to switch it over to Sunday. This slate this week is incredible. What's keeping, you know, what are you eyeing the most? Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers? What are you looking forward to the most and what are you seeing?
Yeah, look, honestly, it's Chiefs Bills, because I think this is the week that Kansas City falls in the ranks of the unbeaten. They have been very lucky here of late. Seeing the Denver game and the last second blocked field goal for them to emerge victorious and remain flawless on the season. But when you got a guy and his duality in Josh Allen, he's a playmaker. Get it done with the legs, obviously get it done with the arm. And I think the key in that game, and really any matchup against Kansas City this season, success of the tight end. Now, Dalton Kincaid is dinged up right now. Did not practice today. We're going to see if he can return to practice in time. But the Bills have depth at the tight end position. This could be a sneaky good game for you fantasy fans out there for Dawson Knox. Could be a real X factor and difference maker in the game. Of course, James Cook, I think, is going to be active over the middle of the field as a pass catcher. Khalil Shakir is a guy that can move the chains routinely, working outside the numbers or across the dirty portion of the field as well. But I think Buffalo is going to win this thing straight up. I'm going to lay the 2.5. They, again, actually blemish Kansas City for the first time this season, because eventually luck's got to turn, and that has been the most fortunate team in the NFL this season, that being Kansas City.
Brad, when you look at the New Orleans Saints-Cleveland Browns game, obviously a ton of interest here in that matchup. Jameis Winston coming on back to town. We're hoping he is that turnover machine we're used to seeing. Had a rough game last outing, but was really good against the Baltimore Ravens. So who knows what Jameis we get this week. But basically, a pick'em game. Saints just -1. How you like this game?
Yeah, a complete toss-up, guys. What kind of version are we going to get really of both these squads? I think the key to this game is going to be Nick Chubb. I'm a frequent patroner of the Chubb Club, getting bottle service behind the velvet rope. And he hasn't really lived up to the expectations and the hype coming off that catastrophic knee injury. It's just a medical marvel for him to even be on the field and performing at a semi-high level. But, coming off the bye week, got a couple of games under the belt. This is a game they can have a lot of success in, because New Orleans has really struggled defending the run this season. From a fantasy perspective, they've allowed the third most fantasy points to running back position on the year. And, Lonte Taylor outside is another guy he can really take advantage of in this secondary of New Orleans. Cedric Tillman has really turned up his game. They get rid of a marquee guy there, Amari Cooper, now a member of the Buffalo Bills. And it's the Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman show. Right. And Winston, he gobbles up the W's, but I know he also turns them all over frequently. But I think Tillman's going to be another one of those X factors as well. So I got Cleveland winning this thing.
Ouch.
We'll see what happens with the New Orleans Saints. Offensively, will MBS have a similar output that we saw last week? Very successful hands transplant surgery. I jokingly said that he underwent.
You've watched him like I have.
I know. It was a marvelous game. I give all the credit in the world last week, but that was a shocker special. He caught all three targets and 2 for touchdowns. But I give Cleveland the slight advantage because of Tillman and because of Nick Chubb.
Brad, I got a friend of mine text me. I guess he got coined on this game. You talk about two schizophrenic teams, Nebraska-USC. Man, there's no way you can take their blood pressure on either one, because you don't know what you're going to get from either team.
No, you don't. Nebraska has just been a roller coaster ride all season long, and you could say the same, obviously about USC. The biggest issue, I think, really for the Trojans is on the defensive side. They've really come unraveled here of late, and also generous, especially to astute passing games. And in Nebraska, definitely with a quarterback play, can play up to a high level. But you look at USC on the season right now; they're number 111. In the country in dropback EPA defense. That's inexcusable. That is irreversible. And this seems like a spot that Nebraska can really take advantage with their quarterback play if they limit the turnovers. So I'm going to give the advantage to the Cornhuskers here. I think SC is laying 6.5 in that one, but I think Nebraska is going to play well, and I think they're going to cover. I'm not going to sprinkle a little action on the money line, but I do like the Huskers, again, to cover that 6.5.
Brad, I want to bring it back to the NFL because, we hate the Dirty Birds, and I'm not the biggest fan of Sean Payton, but I'm going to be rooting for him this week as the Broncos take on the Falcons in the Mile High City. They're 2.5-point favorites, and I don't know if I trust that line or not. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I think Atlanta's going to play a damn good game, guys, to be honest with you. You know, Denver is a team that they should have won last week. They played a marvelous game from beginning to end on both sides of the ball against Kansas City Chiefs. They've been an excellent defensive team on the back end all year. Thank you, Patrick Surtain. It's been one of the elite cover corners in the NFL. But up front is where they're susceptible. They're only number 18 in rush EPA the last five games. And you look at Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algiers. You guys know that is one dynamic 1-2 punch. Bijan can beat you between the tackles, can work outside the tackles in the pass game, really chew up some real estate. And Algier is one of the elite tackle breakers in the NFL. He's top five this season in yards after contact per attempt. So put all together, I would not be remotely stunned if Atlanta goes in to the Mile High City and steals a victory. So I like the Falcons plus the points, and I love all the shares I can get of Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier in this contest.
Boy, they both looked good last week. I don't know why Atlanta didn't run them more, but whatever. Tennessee, Georgia, and this line is inflated, certainly because of the question mark at quarterback. Doesn't look, I need some reports, Nico won't play against the Bulldogs. Your thoughts on the Volunteers playing the Bulldogs?
Yeah, what version of the Bulldogs are we going to get, right?
They schizophrenic too.
Right now. Yeah, I mean, it's totally schizophrenic. So they've been a roller coaster ride. And, you know, your guess is as good as mine. What team's going to show up? They're barely outside looking in the college football playoff ranking that was revealed last night. I like Tennessee plus the points here. I think they're catching 8.5, 9.5, depending upon where you shop. But, you know, the Vols defense is still elite. Number two in all of college football at EPA per play D. Georgia's top 10 in EPA offense, top 10 in EPA defense. When they play cohesively and, you know, with full strength, they could beat anybody in the country, but I just don't know what you're going to get. They are indeed the Forrest Gump box of chocolates. And I've got more faith right now. The Tennessee Volunteers catching the 8.5 or 9.5. So give me the balls and the points, guys. I think they cover.
Brad, the Packers and the Bears looked as though once Jaden hit that deep throw, that they've been in a free fall and everything's starting to fall apart. And the Packers are damn good. I mean, you know, a really good football team. I was surprised this line wasn't higher, to be honest with you. What it is right now, 5 or 5.5? But Bears, Packers, to me, man, the Bears, they have really stumbled and fallen. I don't know if they can get up at this point.
Well, what's interesting is the line has shifted southward. It opened at 6.5, and a lot of people were waiting, including me, for it to get to 7, 7.5, because I was going to fire a ticket on the Bears. But at 5.5, I may stay away from it, but there's a lot of money coming in right now on the Windy City representatives. The Bears defense is still excellent. They are top 10 in EPA per play defense. It's just on the offensive side of things. Caleb Williams has been a train wreck. I can point the finger at Shane Waldron, who got asked this week all you want. But the offensive line has done no favors. He's done himself no favors by hanging on the football too dang long in the pocket there. But he's still got some elite weapons around him. And DJ Moore, they got to get more involved creatively. Keenan Allen is a great possession receiver. Cole Kmet has completely vanished. They were utilizing him earlier in the season and really stepped away from that. And DeAndre Swift has been a very adept three-down running back. And Roma Dunze has made some splashy plays as a rookie out of Washington. So if the Bears can somehow galvanize against their hated arch rival in the 209th meeting of these two squads, they could stun the world and heal some of the wounds of all the Bears fans there in Chicago, because they haven't scored a damn touchdown on 21 straight series.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I will say this. If I had a lean, it would be Bears plus 5.5 right now. I'm going to stay away from it and hope the spread rebounds back to what it opened at 6.5.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always love your coverage, brother. You do a super job. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Enjoy the action this weekend.
All right. And that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTilly along with Steve Geller. on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. He covers the NBA and the Pelicans, Ollie Cosell. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. I always enjoy talking to you guys. I just wish I had better news, right, regarding the Pelicans.
No, that was your hamstring.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me somebody else got hurt.
No, not since, right? Yeah, not since Jose Alvarado went down. But okay. Yeah, it just seems like the next one's around the corner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ollie, when you look at – I'm going to jump to Oklahoma City because, man, we see the dysfunction that's happening now with all the movement and you getting – all these injured players and having to kind of piece together a B team. But in watching Oklahoma City, even last year, you saw them kind of make that run a little bit into the playoffs. And are you really young basketball team understanding how to play in big moments? I think they are legit a team that could win everything this year or be at least in the finals against Boston.
You're not going to get any disagreement from me. Look, I mean, they won the West last season. Their guys, you know, their young players really grew up. First time experiencing real playoff basketball. And you're right, they probably wanted to go on a longer run than they did. But again, stepping stones, right? You've got to go through it, experience it, and they did that. So now they're in prime position again, getting off to a good start. And really, the only thing holding them back at this point, right, is they're missing a couple of key guys. Isaiah Hartenstein, a center that they signed in the offseason, and now Chet Holmgren, a guy they relied on to man the middle. He's out, too. So it'll be curious to watch them tonight, right, because they're going to play ultra small. And guess what? The Pelicans have largely been playing smaller than most of their competition so far.
Ollie, when you look at this game, obviously the Pelicans massively undermanned, so many injuries. But what do they got to do in this matchup to maybe pull the upset in OKC against a team that's atop the Western Conference that's obviously clicking right now?
Yeah, what's been disheartening is the Pelicans have had real chances for wins, right, in, say, three of the last five games. They were up against the Hawks, the Trailblazers, and, of course, the Nets in the fourth quarter of all those games. Could have walked away with wins, but the offense failed, and the defense just hasn't been up to par like it was in the previous season. So I think the recipe is simple. Just keep doing what you're doing because the Pelicans have largely been holding their own on the glass. The problem is they're just not creating enough good shots, easy opportunities, and really that's shown up during the last, what, 4 or 5 minutes of games, right? Brandon Ingram's getting double teams, and suddenly, who do you turn to? Well, fortunately, Trey Murphy's back. Brandon Boston's been playing great. You're just going to need great games from probably all three of those, and combined with just being smart, right? Avoid the turnovers, and get back to standing in front of your men, because right now, Pelicans are just getting destroyed in the paint and giving up way too many open three-point shots. So the defense has to be on par. The offense just has to find something they can rely on to close out a game.
Through all this turmoil, Ollie, Brandon Boston, he's been a revelation here of what he's been able to accomplish. And I think sometimes through difficult times, you find out something about a player you really didn't know. He's the biggest surprise to me of how well he's played.
Yeah, honestly, I think he's probably the best two-way player in the league. The fact the Pelicans grabbed him off the waivers when the Clippers let him go says a lot, right? So that means they valued him. And the fact that he's just stepped right in and suddenly become one of the team's best scorers, one of the most reliable players. And really, he's doing more than just scoring, right? He's facilitating, bringing the ball up the court, and he's getting you a couple steals usually per game, too. So he's giving you everything and then some. So, yeah, he's been a bright spot. Even Missy has been a bright spot, even though consistency still eludes him. But no, you're hopeful that Missy, he'll turn to become that center that the Pelicans have always needed since really Tyson Chandler left. And for Brandon Boston, right, the Pelicans traded away a lot of depth over the summer. So finding a guy like Boston, you've got to believe that they're going to sign him to a regular contract sometime this summer and keep him around past this year.
Obviously, this latest of games that they have coming up, Ollie, is a brutal stretch for the Pellies. And you look at the injuries. Is there any hope to get some or any of these guys back during the next couple of games? Or are they kind of SOL, as you would say?
No, Steve, there's some hope that over the, say, the next week to maybe week and a half, so maybe in another three or four games, that we'll see hopefully at least two of the three.
Okay.
Jordan Hawkins, C.J. McCollum, and Herb Jones.
Right.
Those guys' returns are all around the corner. And with Hawk, it's just a back. He had some back spasms. So I'm pretty sure we'll see him. I'm curious if C.J. McCollum and at least Herb Jones, one of those two, can return. Because They've been out for about almost close to 2 weeks, and their original timetables were about 2 to 3, 2 to 4 weeks, right? So they're knocking on the door of returns too.
Ollie, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it, bud. And listen, stay healthy.
Right.
You're too close to that court.
Mike, that's definitely the word, right? I'm worried about when I walk downstairs, right? Something, I'm going to pull a hamstring or something.
Ollie, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate
you, man. Always do a great job, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, Steve. Have a good rest of your night.
All righty. That was Ollie Cosell. He covers the NBA and the Pelicans. Always does a great job of breaking things down. And, boy, Oklahoma City, 9-2 entering this game. I think tomorrow they'll be 10-2. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. Want to tell everybody, hey, come join Steve and I tomorrow night. Special edition of Sports Talk. We live from the Treasure Chest Casino in Kenner. And this will be the countdown to the Thursday night game. And you can hear that game also right here on the Big 870 WWL. Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles. That's Steve's second favorite team.
Yeah, I'll definitely be looking forward to this matchup for sure.
And we get to see Jaden again. So come on out. Steve and I were at the Game Bar and Grill.
Good grub.
Add the Treasure Chest. It'll be from 4 to 7 tomorrow night. Steve, your Eagles playing pretty well.
Yeah, and
despite the head coach.
Right, I was going to say there's still so much angst towards the head coach in Philadelphia. It's funny with fans, but yeah, they've been finding ways to win. If they would just run the dang football a little bit more, I think they'd be all right. Just keep feeding Saquon, please.
Yeah, the thing about it is, but I want Saquon healthy for the stretch.
I hear you, right.
And, you know, their only competition there is the Commanders. That's why this is an important game. Okay, that's a head-to-head meetup here. And I wondered a bit about Lattimore, but then thinking about it on this short week, I think, you know, they decided they'd give him another kind of mini-bye and get him ready for the next game.
Well, it shows Saints fans at least he wasn't playing possum here and faking the injury.
No, but he does take a long time to come back from injuries. I think that was always the question about him. It wasn't the injury. But how long it took back for him to get back in the lineup?
Man, he started out with that hip issue at training camp, and so we know the last two seasons for Marshawn have been rough too, and unfortunate because obviously a massively talented corner, but he can't stay on the field.
Let's see another game out of Peyton Turner too.
Please,
man, come on, play hard and stay healthy. You saw some promise there out of Peyton Turner. I never said that before, but I'm telling you now. That game showed some promise in why he was picked where he was. They overdrafted him, in my opinion,
right?
Because I didn't have him as a first-round pick. But you could see the talent in him, but he got to stay healthy.
Yeah, we're getting ready now for Pelicans basketball coming up next on WWL AM and FM. Hopefully they can stop this kid tonight, Mikey.
I hope so, but
I know, I'm not giving, too hopeful.
But at least I get to watch Oklahoma City.
And it's on ESPN tonight.
How about that? So you're on the big screen there. Thanks for everybody for listening. Again, tomorrow night, Steve Geller and I will be at the Treasure Chest Casino in Kenner. Come on by and visit us. And get ready, pregame show starting up next, the Pelicans going up against Oklahoma City. Tip-off time, 6:30. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Sports Talk.
Go Birds!
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.